Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
It's just everybody looks better in candlelight. We're so fat.
I don't look better in candlelight.
You do. You look so handsome. Listeners, if only you could see. You would swoon at Kendall in candlelight. Because you can only, in this light, when you squint, you can only make out like one, maybe two chins top.
You'd swoon over to vomit.
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week we got tips for homemakers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff!
Oh, Kendall, here we are.
How the hell are you?
How the hell are you, listeners? How are you at home? This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
That's what we are.
Internet talk show.
That's who we are.
Toasted by two morbidly obese whales from the South Seas.
That is correct information.
Oh my God. We talk about just anything and everything. Anything from saluting said whales, to making new friends, to clean week, to just anything you can imagine, to household hints for homemakers.
Cliff, if you Google Cliff and Kendall, that comes up on Wikipedia, what you just said. Speaking of Googling, Cliff.
Yeah, yeah.
Google
yeah.
Household tips, and you are going to find this show this week.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to find.
We have been inundated with messages from homemakers.
Like, you help us from all other areas of life.
Moms
on household
at
tips.
Home, they love two things. They love the spin cycle, if you know what I'm saying. And they also love to listen to a good podcast when their little ones are out for a long afternoon's nap. And we thought, who better but us?
Who better?
To give tips.
Who better?
Moms or dads, whoever it is, at home, grandmothers, whomever.
Who better?
We have hints for you. Kendall, give us a hint that our writers emailed you.
Oh, Cliff.
Yeah.
This, when the writers emailed this to me, I got so excited. Because A, it involves Christmas, which excites me to no end.
Oh, hallelujah.
And it involves household tips. So this is like the top two things in my life.
Kendall, nothing is better or more well-timed than the Christmas household hint in the middle of July.
Exactly. So you take an empty toilet paper roll, right? And you cut a slit on one side of it, and you use that to wrap around your Christmas paper to keep it from unrolling instead of having to tape it. How genius!
What a beautiful tip.
Did you know this?
I had heard it, but possibly as I was walking the hallway today and from the writer's room. That's maybe where.
I'm going to have to talk to the writers about giving out spoiler alerts to you.
Spoiler alerts. Kendall, I want to let you know.
Please let me know.
But if you have a lot of lemons, it's National Lemon Awareness Month here this month. And if you have a lot of lemons at home, like we do, Mrs. Butterbutter Butterturners, she put a whole bushel of lemons in our break room here. And we don't know what to do with them. But here's what
when life gives you lemons, you make Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. That's what you did.
That's what we did. Life gave us obesity, and we said, give us a talk show. But anyway, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn gave us lemons. And what you got to do to store your lemons, store them whole in a tightly sealed jar of water in the refrigerator. And really? They'll, yeah, that's going to make them much juicier than when you first got them. That's why I know Austin, who pulled out the jar of lemons from the refrigerator, is like, hey, what is the water in this jar? And that's why Austin, to make them juicier when we cut into them.
But I can't deny that is a great tip, but I hate lemons so much that I never have to use it. I cannot stand acidic.
You don't like lemonade?
I only like it if it's kind of weak and really sugary.
Oh, how sad.
It's the citrus. I don't like citrus that much. It gives me, like, canker sores.
Well, we will all... Yeah, we'll enjoy them. Yeah.
She's out there just enjoying her lemonade right now. All right. Hey, listen to this. So, if you need to get into a key ring, you're having trouble, you don't have any fingernails.
Isn't that the worst?
Use a paperclip, remover, and it holds it open while you put the keys on. It makes it really easy to get into those little grooves.
Amazing. A paperclip remover.
What will they think of next? Those brilliant writers.
What will they think of next? Here's what they thought of next, our writers. They, the hints that will floor you. If your floors are dirty and you're looking for a good way to clean them.
I'm always worried what to use for the cleaning agent.
Well, Kendall, if your floors are varnished or you got woodwork of any kind, why don't you just rub it with cold tea, and it just makes a luster.
Cold tea.
And beauty of the natural wood come right out.
Does your house smell like tea for weeks?
Tea smells great.
Okay.
Tea smells amazing.
Ooh, maybe you got some cinnamon tea.
Or whatever you want, peppermint tea for Christmas with your wrapping paper.
Then you have the shine and the beautiful smell of cinnamon for the holidays.
Kendall, here's what I'm so into Christmas right now. When your house is smelling like Christmas and you got wrapping paper all neatly tucked away, I want you to move your furniture. When you're moving furniture, slip an old heavy sock over the leg of the furniture, and then you just won't scratch up those nicely teed floors.
That's good. I don't want to scratch up the cinnamon floors.
No, you've teabagged your floors, and after you teabag them, you don't want to scratch them up. Then you'll be teabagging all night.
If you want to prevent a pot from boiling over, which is terrible. I hate to like sit there and have to watch it and take care of it. Take a wooden spoon and just lay it across the pot and it will not boil over. It like breaks the surface tension. Just falls.
You put a spoon
over. Spoon over. Isn't that a great tip?
That is such
I'm
a
not tooting my own horn, I'm tooting our writer's horn.
No, it's a great tip. And it's almost as good of a tip as this. Do you know if you've got one of those cockeyed pictures in your home, if you've got a nice family photograph that just won't hang straight, just won't do it, here's what you can do. Why don't you just wind some adhesive tape around the center of the picture wire? The wire will be less likely to slip off that hanger, everybody.
Oh, you know, I got another great tip for that, and I actually know this. There's a little thing called butyl.
Butyl.
They make it in the film industry, like stick things to things. It's like this little sticky rubbery stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you just pop it behind the picture and you like stick it to the wall and it won't move, but it leaves no residue.
Wonderful. Just pop yourself into a chair and get a ticket to Hollywood. And then when you get off the bus in Hollywood...
Well, you can order online. It's called Butyl.
You know, B-U-T-Y-L. You stand there, you go, people are like, oh, I bet they want to be a movie star. You say, no, I'm just here for some sticky stuff.
I'm just here for some Butyl.
To put up my pictures that won't hang straight. I could have just wrapped tape around the wire, but no. I came to Hollywood for this.
But do you know, there's this other genius thought the writers had.
What a great
Take
thought.
Take grapes and put them in the freezer and freeze them.
Yeah.
And then you put them in wine, white wine, and it keeps them chilled, but it's not like ice. It doesn't melt and leave a watery taste. It doesn't dilute it.
What a beautiful tip from our writers.
Loving these tips.
For the winos.
I'm loving them, writers. I'm loving them.
Kendall, do you have... Oh.
I got that. Whoa. That's what I got.
Whoa! Kendall, do you have a screw loose?
Oh, yes, I do.
Here's what I want you to do if you've got a screw loose, everybody. I want you to stick a wooden kitchen match in the screw hole and screw off.
Wait, what?
You put a wooden... Kendall, stick a wooden kitchen match in the screw hole and break it off. Then put the screw back in and it's just going to screw right
in.
Oh,
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, Kendall, that's what you have got to do. Now, Mrs. Butterbutter, yeah, Mrs. Butterbutterturn is coming in. She's going to give us a pop quiz.
Uh-oh.
Come on in.
Oh, dear.
Oh, hello, welcome.
Oh, it's time for a quiz, dear. Wonderful quiz about household hens. One of my favorite subjects, dear.
I'm going to do my best. Mrs. Butterbutterturn is going to come in. She's coming here to quiz us. and about these household hints for homemakers. So homemakers, if you fancy yourself homemaker extraordinaire A number one, play along with us, see how you match up to Cliff and Kendall's homemaking skills.
Oh, dude, it's like a 1950s game or so. I love it.
Oh, Kendall's queen for a day.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear. I was going to say, it's very proper etiquette. If you want to help somebody out, you can go clean their house. It's a wonderful thing you could do, dear.
What a gesture that would be.
Oh, wonderful gesture, dear. Okay, so first question for you, dear.
All right, Kendall, here we go.
Oh, here we go. So excited. If you have trouble getting your tomato slices perfect like a deli, what steps can you take?
You call the number on the Ginsu knife commercial and they send you just a whole set of these knives that will not only cut a tomato paper thin, they're just cut right through a soda can.
I don't even think I could use those knives.
I feel like I would just slice my fingers off.
I know.
Accidentally.
I say that you just deal with thick tomato slices. Well, there's a perfect tip that you can do. You can make sure your knife is very sharp, of course.
Of course.
Or you can just use a serrated bread knife, dear. It makes a great easy cut. It makes the tomato slices very thin, dear.
Oh, that is a good idea.
That's wonderful. Okay, next year, let's say you've scratched a beautiful antique wooden chest like the one Mr. Snotbottom gave me last Christmas, dear.
Oh, no.
It would be a terrible disaster if I scratched it, but what is a remedy that you can do to help the wood, dear?
You pour salt in the gash and rub it in.
Sand it down, maybe? Put some varnish on it or something? An easy fix is to take some walnut oil, dear.
Where do you buy walnut oil?
Oh, you can buy it at the Ace Hardware, dear, or a small local hardware store like that, dear. Or a big Home Depot or somewhere like that.
Okay.
So if you keep oil, it keeps your wooden wood here.
Oh, Kendall, God, watch it.
I'm so sorry, I had a big meal right before this. Dear, you've always had a big meal.
at any moment in Kendall's life.
Okay. I'm always eating. I just finished a sandwich now.
It's appropriate. I've always just had a big meal.
Dear, oil will keep wooden furniture and floors from drying out, and it seeps into the color of the wood and sucks it back and helps just heal the surface. If you cannot find a stud, dear.
Tell me about this stud for the furniture. I've been looking for a stud. I can't find one anywhere.
One right over here.
Finally a tip for me.
Dear, okay, if you're having trouble finding a stud in your wall, dear, what you can do is take a magnet, a very powerful magnet.
Uh-huh.
And if you run it across the wall, you'll feel the metal from the nail, and you'll know exactly where the stud is to hang a good picture or a heavy object.
Huh, where do you get a big magnet like that?
Oh, of course, dear, at the hardware store!
Oh, God, I don't look at the name hardware store.
At the hardware store, it's the best place in the world.
No, do they have these things at, like, Target?
Like wood, it's a wonderful sensation, I love it.
No, that's the worst. Do they have these things at Target? Or people like
me. Well, you can get some of that stuff dirty, I guess. I really don't
want to go to a hardware store.
Well, Cliff, call up your friend, like me, who's at the hardware store, and say, hey, on your next trip, next week, we're just going to make a regular trip to the hardware store. Go ahead and pick up some walnut oil for me. That's what you can do. That's another great tip.
Okay.
Oh, dear, that's wonderful, dear. It's proper etiquette, too, to help your friends out. Another great tip is if you don't have a corkscrew for your wine bottle.
Yeah, what do you do? I've tried so many different methods. None of them have worked.
It's so difficult to get it out. I've tried all kinds of things, but you can take two sharp forks, dear, and stick it in the top of the wine cork.
All right.
And then stick a knife through the slits and twist, and it'll come right off.
Hey, what a good idea.
Yeah. Well, dear, that is all the questions I have for you, dear.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you, Dan. Some wonderful, great tips that you shared with us.
I feel like I could just clean a whole house.
Well, yes, and I'm going to go straight up and boil 3 or 4 onions, dear, in a pint of water, and then apply it with a soft brush to areas to keep flies off of the items.
Oh, what a great idea. I thought maybe it was for Mr. Snotbottom's irritable bowels. About 4 onions.
Dear, that's 4 gallons of garlic, dear. They're not a pot.
Well, that explains going, so
dear.
Much.
Toot-a-loo, dear. It's a toot-a-loo.
Goodbye, Mrs. Snotbottom.
Oh, goodbye. Thank you so much. Oh, the thought of Mr. Snotbottom eating all that garlic.
Oh, whoa. I knew that there was an odor. And frankly, I've been blaming every smell on Charles the Contractor, and they can't all be his.
They can't all be his, but... I mean, I've got to take a break because I'm...
Kendall, stop. Before we take a break.
Uh-oh.
another wonderful woman has called in with news.
Oh,
she's
right.
Called in, and she will not be ignored, Kendall. She is everybody's favorite mother.
She keeps calling and calling and calling. I say, please, we've heard enough.
She just keeps calling.
No, we love her to death.
To let us know of the dangers. And so what we're going to do as we go to break, we're just going to let her tell you, listener, of the dangers that are out there for us all.
You know, just so we're careful.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll see you right after that and then after the commercial. So in a little while, we'll talk to you later.
Hello, boys. I guess you don't know who this is, but in case you don't, it's Kendall's mom calling, checking in to see how things are going. And I was just calling to tell you to be extra careful because things are getting from bad to worse. They'll stab you and shoot you before you can die. I got drones flying and they're listening on your phone conversations. Everything's bad. They know everything we do. They're shooting missiles, and this is also hurricane and tornado season. So all I can see is hit the ground and play dead, you know. Maybe they'll walk off and let you just lay there and you just get up and run. Well, tell Miss Butter, why don't you just call her Miss Pancake and get it over with, and that, I think we can all say that, you know, we'll have to beat around the bush with all that and Butters. Y'all be good and be careful because, you know, you got people just looking around to kill somebody, and it's all over the news every day, so love you both. Goodbye from Kendall's mom.
Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
I'm Woodsy Owl, and I'm here to tell you about a dirty word, pollution.
Help Woodsy spread the word. Never be a dirty bird.
Hoo-hoo. Don't paint or write off buildings. That's pollution.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute. Never be a dirty bird.
Hoo-hoo.
Turn your radio down. That's noise pollution.
In the city or in the woods. Help keep America looking good.
I just finished my breast exam. Let's get back to the show.
We're back, Kendall, of course. We're back. Here we are. We're back, everybody. You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
The two backest podcasters this past 5 minutes.
We're the backest at the moment.
At the moment. Never know. Moment to moment. It could change.
Moment to moment. Kendall, I was just cleaning some things out in the hallway and boiling onions.
I was just cleaning out my sock drawer.
I found
half of a hamburger, veggie burger. It was so good.
So good, Kendall. I told you not to eat it because it was green, but you said, well, some of the vegetables that were in it were green.
How bad could it be? It's just veggies.
How bad could it be, Kendall? I don't know how bad it could be, and that's something everybody should know.
It is something everyone should know, and I know it.
Woo! Woo!
It's time for the game, so that makes you feel dumb. And now here are your cleaning hosts. We're going to clean it up. Cliff and Kendall.
We're gonna clean this shit up, Cliff.
Somebody's gotta do it.
Something everybody should know. Kendall, here's something else everybody should know.
Cleaners.
I wish that they would. Oh, Kendall, I wanna ask you this. What prominent facial feature is Hello Kitty missing?
Oh, nose?
No. That was my hint. A mouth. No mouth to belch with.
Cliff, how would Hello Kitty eat?
I don't know.
Let's talk about the important things.
We would, of course, be Hello Fatty.
Cliff, what does Madonna's belt buckle say on the cover of her Like a Virgin album?
I'm gonna guess boy toy.
Cliff, I figured you might know.
Hey! You know, what animal ends up as the ruler in George Orwell's Animal Farm?
Was up the pig.
Oh, Kendall. For once, you and I coming out on top. The pig.
Cliff, I just figured because we are the same. We're the leaders.
We're the leaders.
This is something that, unfortunately, I wish everybody didn't No.
Oh, no.
And you probably won't. I'm going to stump you. Name four of John and Kate Gosselin's 8 children.
I don't know. I don't know any of them. Maddie is one of them.
Yes. Wow, you got one.
Boy,
I'm not going to bore you with the rest of
this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Because who needs to know that?
Nobody. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank you sincerely for not telling me the other 7 Gosselin children's names.
I don't ever want to know that if I'm on Jeopardy.
No, 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 no. You know what vitamin is known as the sunshine vitamin?
Vitamin D.
I'm telling you, D. The size of our breasts. Also our bra size.
If only there was a vitamin double D.
Woo.
But which of these is not a Britney Spears perfume? Hidden Fantasy, Curious, Scandalous, or Fantasy?
First one.
What?
Hidden Fantasy.
No, Cliff.
What? What was it?
The one that was not was Scandalous.
Oh, okay.
It's Britney, bitch.
That was, that's our weight. Scandalous.
Scandalous. Kendall. Kendall.
Yeah.
It's all of
that. Oh,
it
hurts, Clint.
In your face,
Kendall. That's all the time we have today for that infusion now. For more, much more things.
That's all.
This whole show is things you should know. How about cleaning?
Clean it up, America.
But this is, cleaning is a subject close, near, and dear to my heart.
It is, Kendall. And you know what else is near and dear to my heart?
Helping people.
Helping people.
Of course, I throw the ball in your court and you just pick it up and run with it.
When it's time to help others, you're really helping yourself.
Cliff, I got a letter right here that I want to read for us. All right, it's, let's see. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Uh-huh.
So I almost ripped the letter there.
Whoops.
I'm a teenager who has liked this guy for a long time.
Oh my God.
We've been the best of friends forever, and I've liked him for 2 years. And recently he asked me out, and I was ecstatic at first, and I still like him, and every time I think about him or get around him or anything about him comes up, I get this horrible nausea.
Ugh.
I've actually vomited because of it.
Oh.
How can I like him if he makes me feel so gross and ill?
I don't know.
Is there a way to remedy this? Lovesick in Phoenix.
No, no. Seek medical attention immediately.
Nobody should make you that sick.
Nobody should make you that sick.
I don't know. It depends on how sick they are. Is it like love sick or is it are you sick sick? Because if you're really sick, then something's wrong.
Kendall, I have no doubt in my mind that you love your wife, but how many times have you vomited because of how much you love her?
But I'm more worried if maybe this guy is making her vomit for some reason. Maybe she's having an adverse reaction. She doesn't know it.
I don't know. Everybody. We're just going to go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor.
Now.
We're not doctors. We help people. We're not doctors.
Here's another letter here. Here we go. All right. It says, dear Cliff and Kendall.
That's us.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a huge fan of the show.
They're right so far.
I've listened for years and years, and finally, my life is terrible enough to contact you. I'm 29, which is bad enough, Kendall, and dating a man that I just adore. We're planning to move in together soon, have a job. I hate it, but I hope that one day I'll find something better. I have family and friends, but blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like life, everybody. Okay. But anyway, Cliff and Kendall, I'm desperately afraid that I'm going to have cancer. I'm terrified every minute of my day that I'll be diagnosed with cancer. You see, my mother had cancer and she nearly died. My father died of cancer. My grandmother has had a brain tumor when I was born. And it was just cancer, Cliff and Kendall, in my life. And so I just feel like I'm going to die of cancer. I know you can't tell me whether or not I will have cancer.
I know.
And I know you can't tell me when. Sorry that I added that bell to everybody.
I wondered why that was written right in the middle of all those words.
She's too worried to belt. But it's back to the letter. But what I'm struggling with, what I need help with, is figuring out how to make the decisions in life while keeping this cancerous possibility in mind. You know the decisions I mean. The big ones. How do I decide whether or not to get married? How do I look in the face of a husband and say, look, I'm going to have cancer? And worse, what if I die of cancer? How can I saddle a child with a cancer-ridden parent? How do I plan for a future when there may be no future to plan for because of all the cancer I'm going to have? Kendall, Cleo. What do I do? How do I prepare for what I might have to go through? How do I prepare myself? And that sign, future cancer haver in Filmington, Montana.
Ms. Snowbottom, I want you to get out a tablet. I want you to tabulate how many times the word cancer appeared in that letter.
Because, whoa.
Cliff, I'm going to tell you right now, that person already has cancer. It's cancer of the brain.
Oh,
no. It's, they overthink it too much. If she is, like, just worried all the time about having cancer, she's dying from the thought of having cancer. That is a cancer in itself.
It's too much. It's over the top. You don't know.
Why not just live your life? Even when you have cancer, they say you're living with cancer, not dying with cancer. I try to live my life now like I have cancer.
Do
whatever I can and enjoy myself. What?
That's the next great inspirational quote. Live like you have cancer.
I said I live like I have cancer.
Kendall lives like he has cancer.
I mean that I enjoy every day.
It's a great thing, and okay. You are coining a future classic.
Oh,
phrase.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge phrase in America.
You're going to do it.
I feel it.
Let's all live like we have cancer, everybody. All right, I hope that we've helped some people today, and I think that we have homemakers. People that are terrified of cancer and whatever your letter was about. We've helped them.
Oddly, I don't know how it wasn't about cancer now.
I don't even.
This has become the show about cancer.
And that.
It's terrible.
So sad.
It makes me so sad. I don't mean to be laughing. I'm crying on the inside.
God, it's so sad.
Cliff, if our listeners want to know more about clean and not cancer,
yeah,
go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. We'll clean it up.
Do
over
it.
There. You can go to facebook.com/CliffandKendall.
Yeah.
You can go to twitter.com/CliffandKendall. You can email us at CliffandKendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Oh, dear God. Of course you can, Kendall.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I have a quote for you, and it is this.
Quote me.
Kendall, housework can't kill you, but why take a chance? And that was said by the wonderful Cliff and Kendall of her time, Phyllis Diller.
Oh, Cliff. Wonderful. I love her.
I love her.
Cliff, I love this quote, by the way.
She's hosted our talk show in heaven as we speak, Cliff and Kendall.
It's going on a simulcast.
Yeah.
Cliff, you can't have sunbeams without little specks of dust. Household Hints, Quotes, and Anecdotes is the book that's from by Barbara Shook Hazen. Because I think that quote's like life. You can't have the good things without the bad things.
What a beautiful metaphor for everything, Kendall. A lot of people are afraid of heights. Not me. I'm afraid of widths. And there was Stephen Wright, who looked at us and was afraid of our width as we walked down the hallway.
I'm scared of width and height.
Oh, God.
My second favorite household chore is ironing. My first is being hitting my head on a top bunk bed until I faint. And that was Emma Bombeck.
Oh, Irma Bombeck. What a clever lady. Emma. Oh, Kendall, take me home. Cleaning roads. This is a sister show, really, to Clean Week, is it not?
Clip, Roseanne is running after you down that road, saying, "I'm not going to vacuum until Cirrus makes one that you can ride on."
Why not?
I had to share that one with you, Cliff.
I'm Cliff.
I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Of course, we will.
Listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I try to live my life now like I have cancer.
Live like you have cancer.